purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Conservative, quirky, from the Fox News studios in New York City. Get ready for a fresh look at the day's events. It's the Tom Shalhoub Show.
Good afternoon from Tom Shalhoub to you. This is the Tom Shalhoub Show. Very excited to be with you, as I am every day. How good is this job? Every day I get to talk to America. And they talk back. We have a great show planned for you today. And the news is changing as we speak, which always makes for a good day in talk radio. The latest, just saw the Republican senators of the committee announcing they're getting ready for a vote. As far as vote counting goes, things are looking good for Kavanaugh, by most accounts. Susan Collins of Maine, Jeff Flake of Arizona, seem to be pleased with what happened over this past week. I'm not really pleased with it. I don't think there's much good to be said of this week of delay that Jeff Flake started. But Susan Collins of Maine, Jeff Flake of Arizona, have both come out and said, it appears that here's the quote from Collins. It appears to be a very thorough investigation, speaking of the FBI extended background check. But I'm going back later to personally read the interviews. Flake went further than her and kind of said, we've seen no additional corroborating information, Flake told reporters. So as far as the votes go, that looks pretty good. We don't know about Murkowski. I don't think we've heard from her, the other swing vote Republican. Looks like one of the swing Democrats has chosen a camp. Heidi Heitkamp. Oh, good name, Heitkamp. She's chosen her camp. She's voting no.
The process has been bad, but at the end of the day, you have to make a decision, and I've made that decision.
And that decision will be what, Senator?
I will be voting no on Judge Kavanaugh.
I'll be voting no on Judge Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh? So she's no. The way she announced it was a little underwhelming. The thing what she's doing, Heidi Heitkamp is now down in the polls, and she doesn't look like she's going to win her reelection. She's down in the polls to the Republican by, I think the last count was by 13 points. The voters out there are really upset with her, and they are going to punish her. So she has a choice to make. She could continue to try to appeal to that voter, that red state voter, or she could put all her chips on the Democratic table and hope that Trump loses re-election and the Democrats reward her with a job, right? That's what it looks like she did. So in that case, since she's putting all her chips on the Democratic table, she might as well become a far-left Democrat, just like Senator Blumenthal, just like Cory Booker or Senator Feinstein. She should have given a full-throated speech about believing women or something like that. You know, she's going to essentially become because she's given up her electoral hopes in her home state. So I think it's interesting that we may see she may go, you know, wait for the results of her election, and then she'll expect Heidi Heitkamp to no longer be a moderate Democrat or a red state Democrat. She's going all in on the National Party, and also expect her to spend the rest of her life in appointed positions in politics. That's just my prediction. So if all goes well on the votes, then where do we stand is the question. We have a new normal. There's a new normal in this country, and are you happy with that? Here's John Cornyn.
Our friend, the senior senator from Minnesota, said about this confirmation process, she said, this is not normal. Well, I agree with her, because if this is the new normal, woe be to the Senate and any nominee that would be subjected to the unacceptable character assassination that we've seen directed at this nominee in this case. If that's the new normal, I don't know who would want to serve, and frankly, I think people would be justified in losing any respect for the Senate and the way it conducts itself during the confirmation process. So more is at stake than just this nomination and the Supreme Court. The Senate itself is on trial here.
Well, do you think that we have a new normal now? And I'm wondering what that means. If you are conservative, do you think this is a new normal? That what that means is Republicans now are going to do the same things to Democrat nominees as Democrats did to them. Do you think that's possible? Even Judge Kavanaugh said what goes around comes around. But how is it possible? I can't see the Republicans even approaching what's going on here. How could they do it? Is there a scenario you can come up with? And this is not just for conservatives, but for anyone who's liberal. Is there a possible scenario that you could see Republicans doing anything even close to this? Parading false accusations and calling them credible. You know, like Avenatti and all this other stuff. The politicians, they went all in on the most ridiculous of these charges and claimed that they were all credible. The Republicans just, I can't imagine it's the new normal because, A, Republicans could never get away with anything close to this. And don't tell me the Merrick Garland, because I've heard that said so many times. Well, this is payback for Merrick Garland. Payback for Merrick Garland. You know, they got that's the blowback. Merrick Garland was a choice that the Democrats made. That was a fake out from the very beginning by Barack Obama. I've said that before. Am I the only one saying it? Maybe. But it's painfully obvious. The Republicans weren't the villains in that. That was Barack Obama pretending to be, because he never was. The guy ran from the very beginning. He kicked off his national ambitions with a speech at the Democratic convention. And everyone was, oh, who is this guy? He's unbelievable. There are no red states. There are no blue states. There are only the United States. He was able to ride that phony line all the way to the White House, because somehow no one ever called him on it. And then he governed for 8 years, never governed that way at all. It was one of the biggest lies we've ever had in modern politics, that Barack Obama was somehow going to see beyond party and go to this new place. No red states, no blue states, the United States. He was as left-wing, a blood-sport left-wing Democrat, the kind of guy who came up in as a community organizer, friends with Acorn and all the rest of the far left, which is ascendant in America today because of Barack Obama. But he was a no holds barred political fighter, and he never gave an inch. People talk a lot about Saul Alinsky, Alinsky's rules, and Barack Obama was an advocate of that school of politics. But the media, which was so in love with him, allowed him to continually paint himself as somehow above the fray and no red states, no blue states. It was all came down to that one phony speech he gave. And the press continues to let him get away with it. Well, you know, he was the transcendent figure of Barack Obama. I mean, he rose above it all. Only in a sense of believe me, Donald Trump has a great touch of the narcissism and a great touch of the, he is, He is a egotistical figure, if there ever was one. But so was Barack Obama. Barack Obama was all about him, as you know. And he's the only one who out-me's Donald Trump. In Barack Obama's speeches, he mentions himself more than Trump ever does. And Trump loves to talk about himself. But nobody ever likes to paint Barack Obama that way. But Merrick Garland, it bears repeating, was a phony play from the very beginning. Barack Obama was so confident that the uninterrupted Democratic rule would continue in the White House. He knew Hillary Clinton would be elected over Donald Trump. And he put up a candidate for Supreme Court that was posing as a no red states, no blue states, middle of the road, moderate, even though he's not. He's to the left of where most of America stands on judicial philosophy. But he wasn't a complete far left candidate in the mold of Elena Kagan and Ruth Bader Ginsburg and other people. I don't think he didn't. Ginsburg was from Clinton's, wasn't he? Wasn't she? The who's the other one? Elena Kagan and the other left wing person that he appointed to the court. I'll think of her name as I speak here. Sotomayor, that's right. Sonia Sotomayor. So he put them up there and he said, I dare you. I dare you. Because he knew he was going to get a fight from the Republicans. And he said, oh, how about this? How about I have someone posing as a centrist and I'll say, hey, you can confirm them. And it is my opinion that he was baiting them. He was baiting them and they took the bait and they gambled. And I was very surprised that the Republicans took a gamble and said, you know what? Let's put this off. Let's run the election. And if we win, then we'll get to nominate our person. They really put all the chips on the table. You got to hand it to those guys. Even at the time, I said, you know what? Maybe they ought to confirm this guy. Because if Hillary wins, you know what she's going to do? She's going to forget about this guy and she's going to nominate a far left. And I think that's what would have happened. So the whole thing was a trolling. It was a bait and switch and everything like that. And they were under no obligation to vote on Merrick Garland. But it was a little bit of tough politics and risky politics, and they did it. But this is not payback. Smearing a man for life with unfounded allegations trying to destroy a man with false allegations is not equal to, hey, let's gamble here on the election and see if we can get our person nominated to the Supreme Court. 833-852-4866. Let's just take a call before I go to a break. I want to grease the lines here with a call from Marie in Toms River, New Jersey. Marie, could they go? Is this the new normal?
Yes and no. I'm going to give you what the liberals usually answer.
Yeah.
No answer. No. The way I honestly feel, you said it great just now. We should be tough. We should – all things that are honest, we should be tough. I get upset that the rhinos especially are in there, but the soft Republicans give in all the time. We shouldn't do that. We should be strong like we were with what you just said. We gave them back what they gave us when it came to, that putting that judge or not putting him on
with
Obama. But at the same time, I don't want to see the party go where they're going. I mean, I just said to the fellow that I just spoke to, that's pure evil. I mean, it's just not good. It's a horrible thing. You don't want to go there. But you just want to be strong when you're being attacked. And you just said they were when it came. Well, let's do it all the time. Let's not always give in. And, you just watch. To me, what's most frustrating for me is when I see the liberals, progressives, whatever you want to call them, I call them demons because they are. They're just, I see them howling at the moon and lying and spewing and ruining somebody's life. And they do it with ease. It's just very frightening to me, okay? And it's very obvious. Those who have eyes to see and ears to hear. But I really pray that this really works. I hope Judge Kavanaugh could come over this. I don't know how. He's probably going to have nightmares at night. It's probably horrible for the man. We've been praying for him nonstop. I mean, even, the people that I pray with every morning, we've been praying. And I really feel God will turn all to good because you see it happening already. The people are getting fired up and waking up. And I just heard a woman on another program call in, and she's a Democrat. And she said, I wouldn't vote for it. I'm definitely thinking of changing my party. She said, they are. So
it's happening out there. And you notice, Marie, that I just noticed that Rasmussen has Trump at 50%. I don't think that's any mistake that it came at the end of this two-week period. Thanks for the call, Marie. We're taking a break here. 833-852-4866. Is this the new normal? And is that a good thing? We'll be right back.
Give Tom your 2 cents. Call 833-852-4TOM.
833-852-4866.
Tom Shalhoub.
History is going to look back at President Trump as the president who defined leadership. He's already passed the first major tax reform in 30 years. Unemployment's at an 18-year low. Jobless claims are now the lowest since 1973, while the Dow Jones celebrates its highest level ever. To celebrate these milestone achievements of our 45th president, Noble Gold has minted an exclusive collector's piece, the 2020 President Trump Freedom Coin. One side's got an image of Donald Trump in all his glory, while the other side lists all his major achievements. This commemorative one-ounce coin is the only presidential Trump coin made of 99.9% silver, not silver plating. And it's IRA approved. As the price of silver rises, so will the value of these coins. You'll want to hold on to this collector's item for generations. Go to TrumpCoin2020.com and use code Donald to save $5 per coin. Or text Donald to 511-511. Go to TrumpCoin2020.com for the silver 2020 President Trump Freedom Coin. Available for a limited time only. Go to TrumpCoin2020.com today. Standard tax rates may apply.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-233-8540. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-233-8540. That's 800-233-8540. 800-233-8540.
North State Security is currently celebrating our 50th year of providing security services throughout the Northern California region. The next few moments I'd like to spend recruiting you as an employee of North State Security. What a better way to help make a difference in the quality of life we all deserve to experience in the greater Redding area. Becoming a licensed security officer here at North State Security is a fabulous way to help make Redding a safer place to reside and conduct business. Call us at 243-0295 or stop by our headquarters at 1970 Hartnell Avenue for more information. We are offering a unique opportunity right now. Join our ranks and immediately become eligible for winning a luxury houseboat for a week from Shasta Marina, $500 in meat from R&R Meats, or $500 shopping spree at Costco, all valued clients of ours. Becoming an employee of North State Security to win one of these exciting prizes and help make the North State a safer place to be. How can you beat an opportunity like that? North State Security, 243-0295, or visit personally, 1970 Hartnell Avenue, Redding.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
This is Diane Hawks with the Address Realty and KCNR. I've been racking my brain trying to figure out how I could be of assistance to some of the car fire victims. So, I would like to donate 25% of my commissions to 4 families who have lost their homes in this horrific fire and wish to relocate in Shasta County. Even if you haven't yet received your settlement, you could call me now to reserve your commissions. Call Diane at 530-227-6401.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435. We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Hey, this is Coral and Linda Bott.
Join us weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
right here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Tom Shalhoub, back with the Tom Shalhoub Show. John Cornyn, he worries that this is the new normal. What just went on with Judge Kavanaugh as we approach the coming vote. Do you think it's the new normal? Janet in Salem, Washington.
Good morning, Tom. I don't really think it's going to be the new normal because I think despite the fact that they often lack a spine and have fortunately just discovered one, the Republicans are just basically more decent. The behavior over the years kind of confirms that.
By choice, you think, or is it just they haven't learned the dirty fighting tricks yet?
Well, they're pretty darn slow learners if they haven't.
Well, they did. Even so, I mean, how could this be the new normal? They didn't even fight back in this instance. You know, they had trouble trying to lay any kind of questions on these allegations. They were treating them with such, well, I think, too much respect. And they also allowed the process to be delayed 3 or 4 times, and here we are.
Yeah, they did. But the reason I really called was I have just kind of a little observation. Mm. You know, when Kavanaugh, I'm sure he will be confirmed.
Yeah, I think
and,
so.
And I am sure that the Democrats are going to lose seats in both houses.
You think so?
But I think so.
Well, they lost one, Heidi Heitkamp. That seat's going to go down now. And so Democrats, she can thank them for that.
Yep. And she can thank herself for that, too, because she was elected in a red state, and she's not following their wishes.
Yeah.
So, but I think what's going to happen is the Democrats are just going to be hell-bent on never getting another Supreme Court opening while Trump is president. So I think what they're going to do is they're going to install some life support systems at the Supreme Court so Judge Ginsburg never dies.
Yeah, well, they want to. I mean, and she is, I tell you, people keep talking about Justice Ginsburg, but she's some of these, you know, a lot of women, they last a long time. It's the guy, some of these, I bet you anything, there's a couple of men on the court who are less healthy than her because these women will last forever. So, you know, she's probably doing better than we think. Janet, thanks for the call. Although she, when you talk about Ruth Bader Ginsburg in terms of, I don't like looking at this, you know, it's like the people looking at her as if she's on death's door when she is an old lady. But the thing about Ruth Bader Ginsburg is her obvious partisanship, and that's something that Brian Kilmeade pointed out this morning on Fox and Friends, more so than, and they're complaining that Kavanaugh is too partisan. She's much more partisan than him. She was a big anti-Trump person, and she talks and she gives speeches about it. Let's take Frank in Fredericksburg. Frank.
Hey, Tom, we're going to have to relabel your show Truth to Power because your analysis of Judge Garland was so much on the mark. There's been a scheme sold to people. If Chuck Schumer had been in Mitch McConnell's place, he would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
So they didn't have any intent on fighting for Garland.
Yeah.
But on your question, here's what I continue to believe. I still think this is all about election politics. The Democrats have rolled the dice. They've gotten their people worked up on the basis that, you know, the blue wave.
Yeah.
they may have miscalculated in terms of the blowback going overboard on Kavanaugh. So here's my prediction.
Prediction. Call back, Frank. This is Tom Shalhoub.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethe culture.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your personal protection tip of the day. Use technology to reinforce your home and make it undesirable for criminals. The use of alarms, cameras, lights, and reinforced door and window locks may go a long way towards helping a would-be thief make a better decision. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
We've just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta Springwater.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Tom. That's 833-852-4866.
Tom Shalhoub back with the Tom Shalhoub Show. The new normal, that's what John Cornyn called it. You know what's the new normal? Articles like this, Jonah Goldberg wrote yesterday, you idiot reporters are making it worse. And I'm wondering why it's worse. First he blames Trump for the climate in the country, but then he goes on to say, but you guys are making it worse. But I'm wondering if those guys are making it worse, or if they're just proving Trump right. Today, Brett Stevens wrote, he's finally glad that Trump is president. Well, maybe the author of Ship of Fools can discuss this with me. Tucker Carlson's in here in the studio. Welcome, Tucker.
Great to see you, Tom.
Yeah, did you see the articles that I was mentioning?
I love Jonah. Jonah was a neighbor of mine for many years, a very nice person. He's a fellow Springer Spaniel owner and a dog lover. And
smart
guy. I don't care if he invades Canada single-handedly. I will never criticize him. We disagree, but we are friends, and he's a great guy. Brett Stevens is the single dumbest person in this country, and it's a big country. It's like 330 million. That's not easy to take that count and to be a columnist who's paid to vomit forth ludicrous opinions, even when they're wrong consistently over a period of decades. I mean, it's kind of right there tells you everything about why Trump got elected.
Yeah.
Because I'm not making an argument against elites. I'm not against elites. Every society has them. Every people are hierarchical. I'm against dumb elites who make consistently disastrous decisions, never acknowledge it, and refuse to learn.
Yeah, and that's
that's Brett Stevens in a phrase.
What if he lived next to you and owned a spaniel?
I'm a first of all, I'm a sucker for people in general. So it's like I would, you know, if Idi Amin was like an engaging dinner partner, I would defend him. Yeah. I'm very shallow, so it doesn't. And Jonah's just a good guy.
Yeah, and his book is great. I mean, I loved his. I had him in here, and I didn't even want to go into the Trump discussion because he had such great stuff in his book. So we just spent the whole time on that. And,
but Brett Stevens, I would say, is without any redeeming qualities that I have noticed. And there's a Mrs. Stevens, and I'm sure, you know, she's been on the case longer than I am. Sure, there's something good in there. I haven't seen it, though.
Yeah. So the book is Ship of Fools, and I noticed you mentioned on the other night you don't like promoting yourself, but you got a book. But you said you're kind of uncomfortable in kind of plugging the book all the time.
Well, the amazing thing is if you work at Fox, you know, it's the audience at Fox is so loyal and so engaged that you can be the most inept salesman. I couldn't sell crack to a crackhead. I'm just not good at it.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's wrong with me. But I didn't grow up in a family that sold stuff. You know, everyone was a writer, an artist or something. And I've just never been good at it. I'm uncomfortable with it.
But as am I. Although you almost have to in the current world. I remember when this started happening with stand-up comedy. The world of stand-up was you did your job on the stage,
right?
And then you didn't talk about it. And if you were tooting your own, you wouldn't even say, if you were booked on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, you let your friends talk about it. You wouldn't even, you know, say it yourself, and you let your agent do the talking.
Right.
And
no,
even
great.
Actors had that, but especially with comedians. And then we had the revolution, and it was Dane Cook and these guys that would post about, you know, tonight, you know, you gotta come out and help me out and, you know, be my fans and everything. And then it just changed and everyone said, oh, we can beg for people's approval.
I don't like that. I don't. And by the way, I'm a cable news anchor, so obviously, I mean, you know, sold out, I mean, 10x, yes, I get it, but I still don't like it. I mean, when I was a kid, my father always made my brother and me write thank you notes after birthdays and Christmas, and he would come in and proof them, and he was a total authoritarian about it, like for real.
Yeah.
And if we had more than one sentence that began with the word I, he would say, it's about you? Oh, I thought it was a thank you note to someone else for a gift that you received. But it's about you now, isn't it? Why don't you rewrite this?
That is the best. That is classic. I hope my dad's listening to that because he would love that. So in your book, I'm just going to skip into page 181, because this is the foundation for a great conversation. The first line, you know, I told you yesterday when I ran into you in the hallway, you said everyone's lying. I don't even know what your quote was. I'm going to mangle it. But you were on one of the Fox shows, and you were on with Dana, and you said everyone is lying all the time.
Everyone is lying all the time. The pressure to lie is almost irresistible. You have to.
Yeah.
It's insane. We've created a society where lying is mandatory. It's very destructive.
So I spent a whole hour on that quote. I mean, I credit you with it, and then I went on to, to kind of prove it with my listeners for the rest of the hour. But today's quote, what if a small group of unhappy people got to write the rules for your personal life? I mean, that's everywhere in Ship of Fools, that kind of sentiment. Essentially, a small group of individuals that you don't really know, you might see them on Twitter or something, are making the rules that we all have to live by in politics, in pop culture, the movies that we see. And in this, it's the personal life, and you're talking about feminism.
Yeah, I mean, look, again, every society is hierarchical because people are, animals are, dogs are. So that's always kind of been the case. What's changed is that the people making the rules are the last people who should be making the rules. In other words, if you're going to someone for advice about something, you want to make sure the person has demonstrated mastery of the subject. You would never take, real estate advice from a homeless person or get financial advice from Bernie Madoff. You just wouldn't, because they don't know what they're talking about. So why are we taking advice on marriage and child raising and human sexuality from people who lead barren, desperate, unhappy lives, whose best friend is a pint of Ben and Jerry's? I'm serious. I know the people who are the upholders of our personal code of sexual ethics, and every one of them is like a loser freak. Like, you would never, ever, if you were sane, take personal life advice from them. Maybe you take, advice on gardening or something.
Yeah.
But if you're taking advice on how to be happy in your private life, you want to speak to a long married person with a deep and happy, content, stable marriage with kids who respect them. Like the basic, some self-awareness and a sense of humor. These people are just the opposite, and yet they have a hammer lock on what you're allowed to say about marriage and child raising. Well, who made this up?
Yeah, well, that's the, you used Betty Friedan as an example, which I hadn't really thought about it, but when you pointed out the fact that in her, was it The Feminine Mystique, her big book? Okay. She did the laundry, she did all the work, and she found it unrewarding. She was a wife and a mother, and she was there for her kids, and she described the ennui, the trouble with leading a meaningful life as a wife. And that caused a lot of people to look at the way they were living their lives. But now the people who are doing feminist writing, they never did they're still talking about the same things that she was talking about, but they didn't do the life that she did.
So Betty Friedan Betty Friedan was, I think, an unhappy, complex person, kind of a disgusting person in some ways, but she made a pretty decent argument, which was people should have a choice. And you ought to be able, if you're a woman, you ought to be able to, decide what you want to do. And who's against that? She was right. I mean, this was written 50 years ago. Now feminism has been distorted into, like so many left-wing ideals, into the opposite of what it was, the mirror image. And now feminists argue that you have a very narrowly prescribed path ahead of you. Like, if you deviate from it, you're somehow selling out your sex.
Yeah.
And they sincerely believe it's much more virtuous to serve global capitalism than to have a family. It's better to work at some dumb investment bank than to have children. Like, what?
Isn't it true? It's funny. I always make these Venn diagrams in my mind with people who are, because I'm right wing, and I'm not even that into capitalism as a thing. I'm not
into it at all.
I know.
I don't like it, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, it's better than socialism, but why are we pledging allegiance to global capitalism? Like, it destroys tradition and precedent. It actually really harms the family in a lot of ways. Like, is the theological ideal to increase shareholder value? Like, why do we buy into this exactly?
Well, that's it. The idea that the feminist who is looking at working in a high rise, you know, in the corporate environment as the ultimate thing that women should achieve, you know, they are also the ones who are sending around in their emails the story of stuff. Do you know that video that
no.
It talks about, you know, the chain of the story of stuff is this thing that they're teaching in schools where it's essentially a screed against capitalism, but it's almost like their life goals aren't matching up with
they're obedient servants of capitalism. It's disgusting. I mean, so actually, like, if you're a woman who decides, you know, I kind of want to stay home, maybe I'll take my shoes off in the kitchen and get pregnant because maybe that's what I want.
Yeah.
You are somehow, like, you're everything they hate. What? Sheryl Sandberg, who, you know, works 14 hours a day on behalf of a publicly traded company, she's, like, a better person than a woman who has six kids and stays home and raises them? Like, speak slowly so I can understand. Why? I don't understand. So, like, Sheryl Sandberg makes the case in her book, Lean Forward, which I actually read. And by the way, let me just say, I know Sheryl Sandberg, and I've always liked her. I think she's super charming and smart.
Yeah.
But she makes the case in her book that there's no difference between men and women at all. And once we internalize that, we'll be much more efficient as business people. In other words, like, people are just widgets sitting in a bin awaiting assembly. And that's a lie, because there are profound differences between men and women. Doesn't mean they shouldn't have equality of opportunity, but they're not the same.
Yeah.
Okay, that sameness, it's dulling, it's robotic, it's exactly what you don't want imposed upon you, and yet it's the ideal that business pushes because it's more efficient. It's sick,
actually. Also, with the passion that they talk about, that men and women have no differences, and yet they will argue that there are such great differences, right, because of skin color. And they'll say that's why we need to have all the different skin colors working for our company, because they're fundamentally different people because of their skin color.
Well, that's the other problem, is that these are not sort of qualified moral philosophers making up these sort of fake philosophies.
Yeah.
I mean, this is kind of like the baby boom's contribution to global philosophy is second wave feminism. It's like moronic, actually. You can't, I mean, if you think Kierkegaard is like hard to get your head around, listen to Gloria Steinem explain what she actually believes. It doesn't make any sense. Like, I'm serious. It's like dumb people stuff.
Yeah.
Because she is a dumb person.
Well, I mean, here's some philosophy today. This was in the Daily Beast, talking about the parade of, Margaret Carlson. The parade of the male grievance backlash parade. So that's the theme of the article. But she said this, that we were forced this week to actually, Margaret Carlson said, when, after a moment of worrying about a woman attacked, we're asked to worry more about a man accused. Isn't that the foundation of Western culture, of our justice system, is we do worry about the accused?
Well, of course we do.
But that is presented as a, can you believe what's going on in our society?
So funny, the lyrics from Bob Dylan's Hurricane, you know, the tribute to Reuben Carter, falsely tried.
Yes.
Are repeating in my head. You know, that was written, 50 years ago? And that was kind of like the anthem of the left. Like, there's nothing worse. We would rather see the guilty go free than the innocent imprisoned, because there's nothing worse than punishing the innocent. And that was that's the guiding, that's the principle of our entire justice system. Everything else is just commentary.
Yeah.
Like, that's why we have all these checks and balances, so we don't make the single worst mistake you can make, which is to punish an innocent man or woman. So, but, like, now it's flipped on its, look, this is just too dumb, actually. And I think conservatives make a huge mistake in playing along with it in that sort of dog-like, literal, ingenuous way they have. Well, I think it's like, no. You don't mean anything you're saying. This entire argument is conducted in bad faith. You seek only power, and I'm going to do everything I can to push you back and to maintain the traditional space we've had in this country between the individual and the government, and the individual and the mob. Because that's really what's at stake here.
Have you got an answer yet? I mean, I've seen you pose the question. It's something you talk about in your show.
Am I mentioned in that piece? I see a picture of me. She's an old friend of mine. I hope she didn't attack me. That would bum me right
out.
No,
well, this one here, this is Kavanaugh.
Oh, that's Kavanaugh.
It's from Upside Down.
White guys look alike.
It's a picture of Kavanaugh, but they have, look at the tears they have. It's a photo illustration.
Well, no, I love Margaret, and we're not related. We have the same last name. But, you know, one thing that's been happening in Washington recently that really bums me out is people have started attacking their old friend over political differences. I don't think she would do that. I'm sure she disagrees with everything I say.
Uh-huh.
And vice versa. But, like, you should put friendship ahead of politics always. And when we stop doing that, when politics becomes the only thing that matters, then things really fall. I mean, I don't want to live in that country.
Do you get calls from people say, 6 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, whatever, every couple of weeks there's a hit piece on Tucker Carlson saying, Tucker Carlson's a proven racist now, look what he said, and then they take a line out of one of your monologues. So
what's so hilarious is, I'm making the case, not because I'm a virtuous person, it's because I'm a 49-year-old American who grew up believing this, I'm making a case against racism in the most explicit terms. We don't judge people on the basis of their DNA. We judge them on the basis of what they do, not on the things they can't control, their immutable characteristics. We don't hate people because they're short or dark-haired or green-eyed or black or white. That's like the basic principle of my generation. And now making that case is like evidence of racism? No, you understand. I'm making a case against racism explicitly, like, every third night.
But they know that your old friends, whoever it might be, people you sat across on panels, crossfire, whatever, Democrats, they know that's what you're saying because they've heard you've said it for years. Do they call you up and say, look, I know what they're doing to you that's not good? Do you get any support from people like that?
No, of course not. I mean, and the funny, I don't read anything about myself ever.
Yeah.
Ask the PR department here. Because I don't want to let it in my head, and I care what, like, eight people think. I deeply care what they think. If they're disappointed in me, I grieve. But I don't care about what strangers think. I do, I have a lot. I mean, I've been in the same town for 27 years doing the same thing. So, I mean, I know everybody in our world who's my age anyway. I don't know a lot of the super dumb young people now practicing, air quotes, journalism. But everyone, like, over 35, I know. Like, everyone.
Yeah.
And most of them are liberal, always have been. I never have been. And it's weird how many of them, like, don't want to have lunch with me. It's so strange. No, I'm serious. It actually hasn't wrecked my life, but it does. It's sad. There's something sad about that.
It's sad. Tucker Carlson, I hope everyone reads your book, Tucker Carlson, Ship of Fools. Get it. I've got the review copy, not for sale.
Are you serious?
Yeah, look, it's got the sticker on it and everything. That's
okay.
What
I'm going to put my initials at the end to see if I see it on eBay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'll get you to sign it so you'll know. How a Selfish Ruling Class is Bringing America to the Brink of Revolution. Just read it. It's just full of, all that Tucker stuff that you love. 833-852-4866. Tucker, thanks for being with us.
Oh, Tom, my honor.
We'll be back.
Go to TomSciullo.com, S-H-I-L-L-U-E, and find links to Tom's Twitter and Facebook to stay connected with the show.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-6934 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-6934. Again, that's 800-318-6934.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545-0785. Again, 1-800-545-0785.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Dust off your Lederhosen for Turtle Bay's second annual Oktoberfest, held on October 13th, 4 to 7 p.m. at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Celebrate fall with cold beer, live music from Black Vinyl 45, tasty food, and more. Oktoberfest will feature beer and food from 14 NorCal vendors. Dress in your best Oktoberfest attire for a chance to win in our costume contest. Presale tickets are $15 or $20 at the door and include your first full beer free with admission. Tickets are on sale now. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Please join me for the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon, on KCNR 1460.
Tom Shalhoub, back to the Tom Shalhoub Show. Tucker Carlson's book, A Ship of Fools. I hope you get it. I hope you heard that last segment with Tucker. Always great to talk to him. He's just a great guy to talk to, isn't he? On the way out of the studio, he said, "Man, I wish I had a radio show." You know, he kind of said it, I don't know, maybe jokingly or whatever, but I think he does wish he had a radio show because you can just, you can talk to people. You can let the argument breathe. I didn't know what I was going to talk about with him. We came here and we just go. So, is this the new normal? That's what John Cornyn, the Republican, says. Let's take your calls. Quickly, Tom in Robertsville, Alabama.
Hey, Tom. Yeah, I was just telling your person in the screen's calls that I'm thinking that if the Democrats continue to do the politics of personal destruction, they're not only going to lose both the House and the Senate, but if they continue on, they're going to lose, they're going to make it harder for this country to function.
Well, you know what? There doesn't seem to be any signs it's slowing down, Tom. Thanks for the call. They've put all their eggs in that basket because it doesn't seem like they have a core philosophy, their far leftism, that agrees with where most of the country is. So what they got to do is make the other guys seem like the bad guy. 833-852-4866. The conversation continues on the Tom Shalhoub Show.
No holds barred talk, can't miss documentaries, specials, and more. Plus, your favorite Fox News personalities. This is our time, and this is going to be our place. Fox Nation, coming soon. Sign up for updates and be the first to know. Go to foxnation.com now. The Fox News Rundown is a weekly morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Find it now on foxnewspodcasts.com. Bill Hemmer and Sandra Smith.
We hit the door at 110 miles an hour every morning. And if we're not moving at that speed, our colleagues will fly right by us.
Our job is to facilitate smart conversations so that the people who are watching us can better understand what's happening in the world.
To go deeper, to find a different question that other people are not asking. That's the real challenge.
To give it to you straight, bad or good, like it or not, deliver the news.
Fox News Channel, real news, real honest opinion.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything, and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live any place else.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding.